Epilogue. 5 years later. A few months after his time on Robben Island, Stone Riley passed away. He died peacefully in his sleep in a small apartment in the historic center of Rome. His loving daughter was at his side, as was the Spellbinder. On the day of the Titan's death, more doves and butterflies took flight over the Eternal City than ever before. There was even a double rainbow that extended all the way from the Spanish Steps to the Colosseum. You would have been impressed if you had been there to see it. The billionaire had been suffering from a rare and incurable disease which he had told no one about, except for the Spellbinder, because he was his best friend. You'll be happy to know that, during his last days, the eccentric tycoon completely liquidated the various ventures of his vast business empire and gave the entire amount to charity. Mr. Riley did decide to leave his Oceanside compound in Mauritius to the entrepreneur and the artist, as he knew how much they loved being there. Allow me to share what has happened to the entrepreneur and the artist since the time of that most surreal adventure they had with the billionaire. I know you're probably wondering. The entrepreneur has become a fabulously wealthy woman, having grown the company she founded into an iconic enterprise. She has let go of the demons of her past that haunted her for so long, and absolutely loves the life she shares with her husband, the artist. She still works hard, but she also enjoys her time off a lot. She just completed her fourth marathon, has taken a great liking to gardening, and volunteers at a shelter for homeless people every Tuesday night. She no longer cares much about fame, fortune, and worldly power, even though she now has all these things. The artist, you'll be fascinated to learn, has become one of the most celebrated painters in his field. He completely beat his procrastination issues, is widely considered a master of his craft, and is an extraordinary husband. He ran 2 marathons with his wife and has now become a vegan. He goes to yodeling classes on Wednesday nights. And get this, the couple has a wonderfully handsome and ever so intelligent little boy. They named him Stone. The entrepreneur and the artist are still members of the 5 a.m. club, running the 20-20-20 formula every morning well before daybreak. They still practice most of the disciplines Mr. Riley taught them, and they've kept the promise they made to their mentor to tell as many people as possible about the transformational value of rising early. As for the Spellbinder, he's still alive. In many ways, he's going stronger than ever. He's based out of Tokyo, but still spends much of his life on stages and stadiums across the planet, on airplanes and in hotel rooms. He still loves fishing. This is Adam Verner. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The 5 a.m. Club, Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life, by Robin Sharma. Presented by HarperCollins Publishers Limited and Harper Audio. This program was produced by B Audio Limited. Executive producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright, 2018 by Robin Sharma. Production copyright, 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.